From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A bipartisan committee of lawmakers is beginning to craft water policy that could be introduced during next year's legislative session. But as Benta Berkland reports, one lawmaker thinks politics may be getting in the way of some significant proposals.
Republican State Senator Ellen Roberts of Durango says butting up against the November election has given the committee less time to come up with substantive ideas and less time to build consensus. She says most lawmakers understand the problem in the long-term water shortage projections, but the biggest question is how the state's water plan gets implemented.
So everything from gray water reuse, conservation, those kinds of things, to ag efficiency, storage, but they need money. The funding is going to be the really interesting part.
Robert says even if the interim water committee doesn't come up with as many ideas this year, that doesn't mean lawmakers can't try to tackle some of the big funding questions this session. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Colorado voters will now decide if it should be harder to change the state constitution through a ballot measure. The proposal certified yesterday would require constitutional amendments to pass with 55% of the vote rather than 50, as well as require more signatures to get on the ballot in the first place. The so-called Raise the Bar campaign has supporters from both parties who complain that Colorado's state constitution is too easy to change. Voters have twice rejected proposals to make it harder to change the state constitution, once in 1996 and again in 2008. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.